Let's thank the Lord for bringing us back again. Father, once again, we thank you, we bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. What you have done in our lives, we worship you, Lord. Since the last meeting, prayer meeting, we are here, oh Lord. We started with you and we are here again. Blessed be your name. Let's ask for the covering of the blood of Jesus. Cover us with your blood. Let the Lord cover us with his blood. Cover everything that concerns us with his blood. Ask God that you cover us. Cover all that concerns us, all our loved ones with your blood, my children, my grandchildren. Cover us with your blood, Lord. Secure this environment with your blood. As we go into the battle with Leviathan, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. We give you praise and glory.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The last time we started on the weapons against Leviathan, and we talked about the hooks of the Lord. The first is the hooks of the Lord. Job 41:1-2. And it says, can thou draw out Leviathan with a hook? No, please open Ezekiel 29. But I will read Job 41:1-2. Can thou draw out Leviathan with an hook? That's God talking to Job. No, his tongue with a cord which thou lettest down, canst thou put a hook in his nose, or bore his jaw through with a thorn? All those are rhetoric questions. That means the answer is no. No, I can't. No, I can't. That means the answer is already no, known. Yes. When you talk about a rhetoric question, so God is asking him, you know, but God can do it. As I said, all the weapons against Leviathan are in the hands of God. It's the hand of God that does it. So we only have to call upon him and he will do it for us. Amen.
Amen.
And that is why what I was talking, I think we talked about that day, that it's very, very important to have a close relationship with God and draw God into the battle by taking the Passover when you are fighting Leviathan. So that you reminding yourself and reminding God that you have a covenant relationship with him. And the Bible says that without any controversy, the lesser is always blessed of the greater. You see? So it's the lesser that always enjoys more in a covenant relationship. Yes. Now let's look at the other scripture that talks about the hook of the Lord. Ezekiel 29:3-5.
Speak and say.
Well, let's start from one, so that we know who God is talking to.
In the 10th year.
Yes.
In the 10th month.
Mm-hmm.
In the 12th day of the month.
Yes.
The word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
mm-hmm.
Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt,
mm-hmm.
and prophesy against him,
mm-hmm.
and against all Egypt. So speak and say, thus said the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, mm-hmm. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon, that lieth in the midst of his river, mm-hmm. rivers, which had said, my river is my own,
mm-hmm.
and I have made it for myself.
Yes.
But I will put hook.
Whereas the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell in it. So nobody can say this place belongs to me. No, everything belongs to God. Four.
That I will put hooks in my jaw.
So he's daring God.
Uh-huh. And I will cause the fish of the rivers,
mm-hmm.
to stick unto thy scales.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And all the fishes of the rivers shall stick unto thy scales.
Yes.
Five. And I will lead thee thrown into the wilderness.
Yes.
Thee and all the fishes of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open field. And shall not be brought together,
mm-hmm.
nor gathered.
Yes.
I have given thee for meat to the beasts of the field.
And to the fowls of the air. Amen.
Amen.
Now remember, when God was judging this particular beast, in the time of Moses. That he told me, Moses, I go to the, go and meet him in the Nile. Go and meet Pharaoh in the Nile. He goes there every day. He goes to worship his God. Then when Moses got there, God said, touch the Nile with your rod. And the Nile turned into blood. And all the fishes died. Is this not the same thing? I'm sure that the dragon died too. So both him and the fishes are always judged together. That's where I'm going. The fishes will represent all the demons and devils that that strong man is using. You see? The strong man, as I said, he never acts alone. He has his fishes and all sorts of things in the rivers that he uses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, I've turned it into prayer. So, let's pray. O God, our Father, the great and mighty God, El Gibor, arise and deliver us
and
our families
and
our nation,
our environment
from the attack of this dragon.
In the name of Jesus.
The dragon that is going about Nigeria killing people. We bring Russia and Ukraine before you. The bloodthirsty dragon that is looking for blood. We ask that you release your hooks
into his jaws.
Drag it out from where it is operating,
where it's hiding
in our lives,
in our families,
in our town. In our nation, and in Russia and Ukraine. Drag it out, Baba.
With
all the demons
and devils
in his demonic network. Drag them out, Lord. Spirit of untimely death.
Spirit of
abortion of breakthroughs.
Spirit of poverty.
Spirit of falsehood.
Spirit of accusation.
Spirit of disfavor. Spirit of lack of helpers.
The
bloodthirsty spirit that is going about Nigeria, making people to kill each other.
For no reason at all.
Drag them all, O God,
with
that dragon
out of our nation.
Leave them all thrown
into the wilderness
and command the birds of the air
and
the beasts of the field
to
devour them
with
all their works
in
the name of Jesus.
Oh,
my Father,
release
your hooks
into
all the rivers
in
Nigeria.
Into all the rivers,
the Niger River,
the
Benue River,
Anambra
River,
Ogun
River,
all
the rivers in the
north,
all the rivers in the southeast,
all
the rivers in the southwest.
Drag
them out, drag
the dragon
out.
Lord,
drag the dragon
out
with all the fishes of its rivers.
Throw
them in the wilderness
to
be eaten by the
birds
of the air
and
the beasts of the field. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Hallelujah.
The second weapon is the great strong sword of Jehovah.
Great sword.
S-O-R-E. That means it's very wicked. Very, 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 very. That means it's very, very effective. Very painful. Strong sword of Jehovah. Of the Lord. L-O-R-D in capitals. That means he's the one that is holding it. Psalm 74, 14 talks about it. Isaiah 27, 1 mentions it specifically. So let's read. Who's reading for us? Which one do you have? Yes, 14. Sorry. Then you open Isaiah 27, Pastor. Okay, Mama.
That breaks the heads of Leviathan in pieces.
Look at that. The heads. As we said, it can have many heads. All right.
And giveth him to the meat, to the people inhabiting the
wilderness. So it's the same thing. The head must be broken, and it must be given to be devoured. It has to be devoured. Yes, Isaiah 27:1.
In that day, the Lord with his sword and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan.
Leviathan,
and piercing serpent.
The piercing serpent.
Even Leviathan, that crooked serpent.
That crooked serpent.
That crooked serpent. And he shall slay the dragon.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you look at that, in that day, the Lord, L-O-R-D, is L-O-R-D in capitals, and that stands for Yahweh or Jehovah. Now, I'm going to read, let's open Jeremiah 47, 4 to 7. I'm reading the New King James Version because it is very clear. Jeremiah 47, 4 to 7. I'm going to read it because it's clearer in the New King James Version.
Okay.
It said, because of that day, of the day that comes to plunder all the Philistines, to cut off from Tyre and Sidon every helper who remains, for the Lord shall plunder the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Captor. Now listen to this. We'll come back to explain why he's talking about the Philistines. Boldness has come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of the valley. Then he says, how long will you cut yourself, O you sword of the Lord? If you look at that Lord, it's still capital L-O-R-D. That's the sword of Jehovah. He said, how long are you are quiet? Until you are quiet. Put yourself in your scabbard, rest and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing that the Lord has given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There he has appointed it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, look at that. He talks about all the Philistines. That means the land of the Philistines. The land of the Philistines is in Gaza. They call it Gaza Strip now. It's along the coast. So the Lord is not talking about the Philistines themselves, but he's the land of the Philistines, the major cities there were Tyre and Sidon. One was actually on the sea coast, and the other was inside the sea. They carried building materials and built a whole city inside the sea. That is the those are the Philistines. God is saying that he is going to cut off. So basically, he's talking about the gods of the Philistines, a particular god. Because the gods of the Philistines are three: Baal, Ashtoreth, and Dagon. So right now he's talking about Dagon. All right? So he said boldness is come upon Gaza. Why? Because God is going to release the sword of the Lord. And he's saying that, how long will you cut yourself? You must not be quiet and put yourself and rest and be still until you have finished that work. He said, how can you be quiet, seeing that Lord has given you a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? Can you see? There has he appointed it. So we're going to ask God, when we're going to pray. There's still another scripture that I turned into prayer. We're going to put all that and turn it into prayer. That the sword of the Lord must be released into certain places to do certain work in our lives and in our nation. Amen.
Amen.
Now back to Ezekiel 29. You see, in Ezekiel 29, we spoke of the hook. But there are two weapons in that passage. The second weapon against Leviathan is the sword, and is there. The Bible talks about it in Ezekiel 29, verses 8 and 9. Verses 8 and 9.
of those said the Lord.
Yes.
Of hosts.
The no.
God 8.
Yes.
Of those said the Lord of hosts.
Okay.
The God of Israel.
Okay.
Yet not your prophets.
No, no, no. Ezekiel 29:8-9.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Ezekiel?
Yes.
Jeremiah.
Aha.
Yes, God.
Yes.
God said the Lord.
The Lord God.
Behold.
Now, wait. Now, I want us to describe that first. That's why it's important to know that. You can see how the prophets use different names of God. This one now is different, though. L is capital. O-R-G in small letters. Eh? Okay. That is Elohim. God. G-O-D in capitals. No, that is Adonai. L, then O-R-D in small letters is Adonai. That means Lord. And that's the title that the Lord Jesus took. Now, G-O-D is in capitals. Anywhere you see G-O-D or L-O-R-D in full capitals, it means Jehovah. So here we have Adonai Jehovah. What does that name mean? It means the sovereign Lord. The sovereign Lord, the rulership. He's talking about his kingship. The one that calls himself the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The sovereign Lord is the one who can do anything. How he wants it, when he wants it, by whom he will do it, at any time he wants to do it, and nobody can stop him. He talks about his lordship over every situation. And that God, G-O-D in capitals, means Jehovah. That is, the Jehovah name is his name as a self-existent mighty God that operates with us by covenant. That's his covenant name. So once you call him by those kind of names, Lord, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Remember, I'm in a covenant relationship with you. You are my Lord, though. That's what he's saying now. Once you use that name to pray, you have called him up as the children of Israel that called him up during the time of their... he said, my name is... this name, G-O-D in capital, is the I Am. The one that says, my name is I Am. And he operates by covenants. And he operates as a king when you put the two together. The sovereign Lord. So now, thus says the sovereign Lord. He said what now?
Okay. Behold,
mm-hmm.
I will bring a sword upon thee
mm-hmm.
and cut off man and beast out of thee.
Yes.
And then, as you continue.
Yes.
And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste.
Yes.
And they shall know that I am the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Because he hath said, the river is mine and I have made it.
So the sword of the Lord. So he will not only deal with the strong man. He will deal with his kingdom. This is the kingdom now. He will release his sword into the kingdom of Egypt. Cut off man and beast from it. Make it desolate. That means he will destroy his altars, destroy the temples, destroy where he gets power from, destroy where he's hiding under the sea. Under the sea. You see? And then, of course, God never leaves anything fallow. He will not build, he will not extend his own kingdom into the place. As we know, there are many believers in Egypt. They are not to Aha. So we're going to, as I said, this sword is not the same as the sword of the spirit. The sword of the tree is a dagger. That means it's a short pointed sword. But this one is a mighty sword in the hands of the Lord with which he can cut any dragon, break his head. Amen. To let you know how big a dragon can, all these dragons in the sea, the Leviathan in the sea. Remember that we read in Psalm 104 that God created Leviathan to play in the sea. He didn't create him to be taken over by the devil to be harassing human beings. They said that somewhere the Niger River between the confluence, we know where it joins with Benue, yes. And when it goes into the sea,
yes.
That one day one of these things crawled out, but not the whole thing. They just saw the front of it was still in the water, the back of it was still in the water, and just like it is a big snake. And it was just the trunk, and it was, you know, laying on the bank of the river, and it is higher as tall as a tall as a man, as tall as a man, real life. And very soon grass began to grow on top of it, so they all came, started cutting it, and to eat. It's food now. So they all started cutting it. By the next day, it has disappeared. Yeah, to show you that it's a living thing.
It's a living thing.
It disappeared.
God created it there.
God created it to be there. You see? So let's pray. Let's pray. Let's now pray the sword of the Lord. Say, my Father, my Father.
My father.
The King, the Sovereign Lord.
The Sovereign Lord.
King of Kings.
King of Kings.
Lord of Lords.
Lord of Lords.
Behold.
Behold,
how Leviathan rages against me and my family.
Rages
against our nation.
Rages
everywhere, saying that we belong to him.
Saying
Nigeria belongs to him. They rage and say
Nigeria belongs to us.
Arise in your anger.
Arise in your anger.
Arise in your great jealousy.
Arise in your great jealousy.
Release your great
strong sword
against the dragon and break his head in pieces. In the name of Jesus,
let your sword
search out and locate the kingdom of
these dragons
under the waters. In our family house, on our father's side, mother's side,
in-law's side,
locate it under every river in Nigeria. The Niger River, Benue River, Agun River, Anambra River, and all the rivers in the north. Lord, locate the kingdom of these dragons. Even to where the Niger River comes from in Senegal. Locate that kingdom with your great sword and strong sword, and lay it waste and desolate. Destroy their power base, O God. Destroy their altars under the waters. Destroy their shrines under the waters. Where they are gathering power to come and trouble us and saying we can't have children, saying we cannot marry,
saying
we cannot have breakthroughs,
saying
we cannot serve God, saying Nigeria belongs to them. Destroy them. Destroy their power base. Destroy the kingdom of these dragons, Lord, in the name of Jesus. With your stormy winds and your whirlwinds, cut off and scatter all his demonic networking and all his gang warps against us, against our nation, Nigeria, against our families. In the name of Jesus. The networking from Senegal down to Nigeria. The networking from Egypt down to Nigeria. The networking from outside Nigeria, anywhere outside Nigeria, that they are networking with the murderous killers in Nigeria. Cut off their networking, Lord. With your stormy winds,
your
whirlwinds, and your mighty voice. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you praise. Now, the number three weapon against the dragon, Amos 9, it's in Amos 9, so let's be opening that, is the serpent of the Lord. Do you know the Lord actually has a serpent? I've seen it many times. It doesn't move zigzag. It moves in a straight line like a train. Or it raises itself up and breaks things like that. Boza falls on a house and breaks it to pieces. And it will bite something, you know. So it's not like a serpent that moves zigzag. No, it moves like a train. And I've seen, the one I saw is the size of a train. That means it can swallow anything. Remember that an example of a sword of the Lord, we saw it, that the serpent of the Lord, we saw it when Moses confronted Pharaoh and said, let my people go, that they might serve me. And I said, which Lord, which God? I know no God. So the Lord said, cast down your serpent. So he cast down his serpent. Then his magicians took, cast out your rod. Cast down his rod, he became a serpent. That is the serpent we're talking about. Then the magicians cast down their serpent, and the serpent of the Lord swallowed the two serpents of the magicians. That's the serpent we're talking about. We also see it in the wilderness when God sends fiery serpents, in the book of Numbers somewhere, when God sends fiery serpents to destroy those who are murmuring against him and against Moses. And the serpent, so God said, okay, make a serpent of brass and hang it on a tree, on a pole. And when people look at it, the serpent, the poison of the serpents that bit them will be neutralized. Amen. So God himself uses the serpent. That's what I'm trying to say. God himself uses, this is probably an angel. The serpent of the Lord is probably an angel. It's likely to be an angel. When we study angels, we see that angels can come in different forms. So let's read, what does it say? Amos 9:1-4.
I saw the Lord standing upon the altar,
mm-hmm.
and he said, smite the lintel of the door,
mm-hmm.
that the post may shake,
mm-hmm.
and cut them in the head,
mm-hmm.
all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
He that fleeth of them shall not flee away,
mm-hmm.
and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Two, though they dig into hell, hence, shall my hand take them, though they climb up to the heavens,
mm-hmm.
thence will I bring them down.
Mm-hmm.
And though they hid themselves in the top of Carmel,
mm-hmm.
I will search and take them.
That's a high mountain in Israel, yes.
And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea,
mm-hmm.
thence will I command the serpent, and it shall bite them.
Yes.
Four. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword,
mm-hmm.
and it shall slay them, and I will set my eyes upon them for evil and not for good.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So here we find the sword of the Lord as well as the serpent of the Lord. The serpent is not something that you take lightly at all. That's why we're using the serpent of the Lord. It never gives up. It will try this, try that. Look at all the places that God is saying the enemy can hide. That they can even dig into hell, into the top of a camel, and everywhere, even hide in the sea. And you know, all these places a serpent can hide in the holes of the ground. It can hide anywhere. So when you think you are finished with him, some of his helpers are still hiding. They're networking. They're still hiding somewhere. So it always likes to reserve some last cards, you know, as we play. When they're talking about last card, they will reserve some last card for his victims when other strategies of war will fail. But when you make use of the serpent, there's no way that he's going to hide. It's not going to hide anywhere. Look at how it pursued anointed Samson. First with two women, with all manner of temptations, and then Delilah. You see, and she prevailed against him. Now, the major god of the Philistines is Dagon, the dragon. Remember also in Revelation 12:15, how the dragon pursued the woman, God took her into the wilderness. He still spewed water to carry her out. When he saw that he has been defeated by Michael and the host, and when He still couldn't get the woman. He's in verse 17 of Revelation 12. He still talk about that he went to make war with the woman's children who are believers. They are believers. So. Therefore, there's always a hidden plot that we may not know about. And that's why we make use of the serpent. Because the serpent can go to the top of mountains. It can go into the bottom of the sea. It can hide, look into holes. It can look anywhere and deal with them for us. Amen.
Amen.
So let's pray. Father of light.
Father of light.
Nothing is hidden from you.
Nothing is hidden from you.
Therefore, I ask you.
Therefore, I ask you
to release your serpent.
To release your serpent.
Spoken of in Amos 9. To locate any helper.
To locate any helper.
Of the dragon.
Of the dragon.
That is troubling me and my family.
Troubling this nation. Troubling this nation.
Troubling Ukraine and Russia.
Troubling Ukraine and Russia.
Killing people all over Nigeria. Wherever it is hiding. Locate any helper, O God. Waiting to rise up.
Against us.
In the name of Jesus. Let your serpent.
Search them out.
In the air.
On mountain tops.
In the holes.
And cracks.
Of mountains.
On the earth.
Under the earth.
In the forests.
In the swamps.
Under the sea.
And all water bodies.
In the land.
Or outside Nigeria. Wherever they are troubling us.
On our father's side.
Mother's side.
In-law's side.
Locate them, O Lord.
Any helper of the dragon.
In any part of creation.
And destroy them.
With all their works.
Permanently.
For everything the Lord does. It is forever.
Let not the affliction.
Rise up against us again. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number four. You have to deal with the veil of the dragon. You see? You have to deal with the veil. You know, he sheds his skin. Snakes shed their skins.
Yes.
And that's what they use as a veil to cover the victim's eyes so that the person will not remember his dream, because it is in the dreams that these secrets come out to us. When you see a snake in the spirit, or when you see things like that they're doing, then you will know that, my problem is a snake. Or they will make a person forget his dreams. Or the person may never even dream again. You see? Sometimes even, and if you don't know what you have seen, and if you don't remember what you have seen, so that you can be able to strategically plan and pray against it, the battle will just continue. And one will be boxing shadows, you know? Like Paul, he said, me, I don't box shadows. I don't beat the air. I beat the enemy. Why? Because he uses the word of God. And that's why we're using the word of God like this. Now, in a battle like this, the divine strategies and plans we receive from God in these revelations are very crucial and indispensable. Yes, I know I went too fast. Where did you stop?
Shadow.
Okay, we don't box. We don't want to be as them that beat the air. We don't want to box shadows. We want to box the real thing and beat them down permanently with using the word of God. Now, in a battle like this, it is fought by revelation. Battles against Leviathan and all those strong men, they are fought by revelation. Because it is God that will reveal which strong man we are dealing with. And so our dreams are crucial and indispensable. These revelations are crucial and indispensable. So it is not a good thing at all if we don't dream or if we forget our dreams. Because it is from that dream that you now formulate the next prayer points from scripture to use to battle the enemy. Now, it is also a veil of death. It is a veil of death because you find people, things are happening to them and they don't take it lightly. This one has happened. Oh, it's okay. They tell you it's economic crunch. You know, your wife is having abortion, repeated abortion. You just say, it's because the last time she did this. It's because this time you'll be looking for excuses. That is what the veil does. It's what the veil does. It makes the person, it's a veil of death. Now, it seeks to cover our spirit eyes so that we won't see. It also covers the mind. It makes the mind to be dull. Makes the mind to be spiritually dull. And you start looking for excuses for things that are happening. Instead of admitting that something is wrong and something is swallowing your breakthroughs, and you have to do something about it. You have to fight back. It also makes people to be lackadaisical, you know, and to be ignorant of where they can get help from. You see? Where you can get help from. That place that where you can get help, that's the place that you say they don't like. Don't like those MFM people. The way they pray is too violent. But something really violent is happening to this person and his family. What else can you fight it with but violence? So that is what the veil does. It does all these things. And of course, the dragon itself is a slanderer. The people that will help you are the ones that he will slander them and say, you want to go and see that person? Hey, look at all the problems in the lives of that person. If he cannot help himself, why is he going to help you? Now, it makes people to become stupid. Because really, when you are going to that person, you want that person to show you how to appeal, how to get to God, isn't it? How to pray to God. Your target is God, it's not that person. So the person may well know what to do or where to take you, but the serpent will slander that person and say, you better don't go there. And then the person will not go. He'll continue in his problems. Now, the weapon against the veil is found in Matthew 27, verses 50 and 51. Matthew 27, verses 50 and 51. And it is the voice of God. It is the voice of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the voice of God. What does it say? Matthew 27, 50 and 51. Yes. 50 and 51.
Jesus.
Yes.
When he had cried again, voice.
That's Jesus on the cross, yes.
Yielded up his ghost.
Yes.
Ghost.
Yielded up his ghost, yes.
And behold, the veil of the temple, veil of the temple was rent in two.
Yes.
From the top to the bottom.
Bottom. Hallelujah. That's enough. Thank you. Now, this veil, I think I've described it before. They say it's about 30 feet high. It's about 40 feet high and 30 feet wide or something like that. And it's so thick. It's so many inches thick. It's like a thick blanket. It's woven especially for that place. And we are told that it was rent in two, from top to bottom, so that you will know that the force that rent it, that tore it, came from above. It didn't come from below. So we're going to ask God to release his powerful voice to tear off all veils covering our eyes, covering the eyes of our leaders, so that they will know what to do. with all the problems in the land, that they will know what to do. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you. Yes, we come for you. We thank you because you are God. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that your voice is powerful. That it shakes the mount, it shakes the forest. That it tears a cedar. Cedar tree into pieces. It devised flames of fire. Therefore, we are asking you, Lord, release your voice over our lives, over our families,
over our nation,
and show us what is hidden.
Show us the mystery
of the problems that we are going through. In the name of Jesus. Show us the mystery.
Show
our leaders the mystery.
Show our leaders the mystery
of what is going on in this nation. That is causing people to kill each other.
For no reason.
The mystery behind the kidnapping.
The terrorism.
Let nothing be hidden, Lord.
Let nothing be hidden, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Release your voice.
To expose all the mystery of iniquity
behind the elections
and what is going on right now,
so that nobody
will be able to rig himself into power.
In the name of Jesus.
Everything hidden that they have planned
to do against this nation,
inside and outside the nation,
to disturb our peace,
to bring terrorism down to the southwest and southeast. Lord, we are asking you, release your voice
into
our nation. Expose their plans.
Expose their plans.
Expose their sponsors.
Expose
all that are behind all the trouble the nation is going through.
In
the name of Jesus.
Father,
release your voice
into our forests,
all over Nigeria,
where the terrorists, the kidnappers,
are hiding.
Release your voice there,
Lord.
Expose them.
Terrify them.
Set ambushments among them.
Let them begin to destroy each other.
In the name of Jesus.
The kidnappers' dens,
wherever they are,
let it be impossible to hide.
Release your voice.
Expose them.
Destroy their camps,
Lord.
Discomfit
them,
as you did in the time of Jehoshaphat,
that they began to kill each other.
Do it, Lord,
in Sambisa Forest,
in the forest of the southwest,
in the forest of the southeast,
in the forest of the middle belt,
all over Nigeria.
Release your voice
all over, O God,
and rid of,
and let us be rid
of these killers
in the name of Jesus.
Father, we thank you.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. The fifth thing we deal with are the horns. You know, it has 10 horns. Let's open Zechariah 1. We're going to see what horns do. You see that it does it for a nation, it does it for a people, it does it in the families. We want to deal. Zechariah 1, 18 to 21. God has special angels that deal with these, that deal with the horns.
18 to 21.
Zechariah 1. What does it say?
Then lifted I up my eyes,
yes,
and saw, and behold, four horns.
Yes.
And I said unto the angel that talked with me,
yes,
what be this? And he answered me, these are the horns which have scattered Judah.
Now, can you see that? They scatter. Good. They scatter a nation, they scatter families, they scatter people from their places of dominion. You scatter a nation. and cause war, can scatter marriages, can scatter children and parents, confuse their language, just scatter them. It just cause confusion everywhere. Yes? 20.
And the Lord showed me four carpenters.
Okay, those are the angels.
Then said I, what come these to be?
Yes.
And he spake, saying, these are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man did lift up his head.
Now, just wait there. We can see the other thing that the horns do. They prevent promotion, prevent elevation, prevent breakthroughs in whatever you want. Someone wants a job, the horns are there. Someone is in the university. I know people who will say, when the exams will come, I will just know that I will not pass. Because something will happen. And I will just know that I will not pass the exam. The horn has risen up. And that's why you see juju priests, they use horns to make incantation. And that is why when the priests of God in the Bible, they use horns to put anointing oil and to anoint somebody. You see, when they anoint you, they promoted you, isn't it? The Bible says, my horn shall be lifted up like the horn of a unicorn. A unicorn has only one horn in front of his head like this. I shall be anointed with fresh oil, which means that oil, when they anoint us, it lifts up our horns. It promotes us in the spirit. And once you are promoted in the spirit, you'll be promoted even on earth, in the physical. It scatters, it doesn't allow people to lift up their heads. Our children want to marry, the horns will be there. They want to have children, the horns will be there. You'll see a woman that is having repeated abortion will say, when I get pregnant, an animal will just come with horns. It may even be a cow. And then it will dig the horn into her stomach. It dig the horns into the stomach. And the baby, the next thing, she will wake up and she will start bleeding. So that is the horn. Those are the things that horns do. They don't want that woman to lift up her head and be called a mother. We have to deal with them today. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So what does it say? It doesn't allow people to lift up. Yes?
These are horns. These
are come. That is the carpenters. They have come to what? To fray.
Fray them.
Yes.
To cast out the horns of the Gentiles.
Yes.
We lifted their horns over the land of Judah.
To scatter it. Now, have you heard of somebody wants to get married and they have made all the plans and something happens to scatter everything? Have you heard of a bride that died on her wedding day?
Yes.
She died in the church or something, and in the hall where they have laid everything, the wedding cake suddenly collapsed. That is horn. When you talk about fraying, when you fray something, that means you beat it into pieces, you know, or whether they will chisel it, whether they will hammer it, or whether they will chisel it, or whether they will saw it, you know, carpenter tool, different kind of carpenter tool, it will turn it into sawdust so that it can never, ever, ever come back together again. That is what is to fray. To fray something. When you fray this cloth, you fray it in such a way that it will become threads. Threads that can never become cloth again. This is what we're going to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's now pray. The carpenters, as I said, are specialized angels of God that work with carpenter's tools. When we study about angels, we see that there are different types of angels. And they do different things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's pray. My Father God.
My Father God.
The Sovereign God.
The Sovereign God.
King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
The All-Powerful One.
All-Powerful One.
El Shaddai.
El Shaddai.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I ask you to release your heavenly carpenters.
To release your heavenly carpenters.
To fray.
To fray.
To chisel.
To chisel.
To hammer.
To hammer.
To saw.
To
cast out,
to cast out
all the horns of the Gentiles,
all the horns of the Gentiles,
all the horns of the dragon,
all the horns of the dragon,
which have removed us,
which have removed us,
or are trying to remove us,
are trying to remove us
from our places of dominion,
from our places of dominion,
which are resisting us,
which are resisting
at the edge of our breakthroughs,
at the edge of our breakthroughs,
which are seeking,
which are seeking
to prevent our heads from being lifted up,
our heads from being lifted up,
which are preventing our children from getting married,
which are preventing our children from getting married,
preventing them from getting good jobs, preventing those who need children in the family from getting children,
preventing those who need children from family.
Let them be afraid and casted out,
and cast
out in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
They are seeking to prevent our heads,
they are seeking to prevent our heads
from being lifted up,
from being lifted
according
up
to your will,
according to your
and
will,
according to your timetable for our lives.
Arise, O God,
let your jealousy burn,
let your jealousy burn
against that dragon,
against that dragon,
against its horns,
against its horns.
For you are the glory. You are our glory,
well, you are our glory
and the lifter up of our heads.
And, the lifter up of our head.
And let your name be glorified in our lives.
And let your name be glorified in our lives.
Take us to the next level.
Take us to the next level.
That the dragon is preventing.
That the dragon is preventing.
Take Nigeria to the next level.
Take Nigeria to the next level.
That the dragon is saying no to your will.
That the dragon is saying no to your will.
For concerning the elections.
Concerning the
election. Every horn.
Every
that is preventing,
that is preventing
your children that you have prepared,
your children that you have prepared
for certain elected posts,
for certain elected posts,
every horn preventing them,
every horn preventing them
from attaining those posts,
from attaining those posts
concerning these elections,
concerning this election.
Let the carpenters be released,
let the carpenters be
all over Nigeria,
all over Nigeria,
to fray and cast them out,
to fray and cast,
fray
them,
and cast them out,
to fray and cast
to
them
cut
out
off the horns of the Gentiles,
to cut off the horns of
preventing the horns of your children,
preventing the horns of your
from being lifted up,
from being lifted
like
up
the horns of the unicorn,
like the horns of the unicorn,
in the name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Let your will be done in our lives,
Lord. Will be done in our
according
lives
to your timetable,
according to your time
and according to your pattern,
and according to your
for our lives,
our
families, and our nations,
in
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Blessed be your name forever.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We give you praise and glory.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse the sixth weapon. This is for those who have spirit spouses. Amen.
Amen.
For those who have spirit wife and husband. Because it is the same snake that comes to sleep with them. It's been discovered that spirit wives and spirit husbands are snakes. They are snakes. And therefore, what we use is the weapon of God's jealousy. No, God is our husband. God's jealousy is the weapon that we use against the spirit husband. And we will use Ezekiel 16, 4 to 14. It's a long passage, but we're just going to read it. The person who has a spirit wife has to read it, or spirit husband has to read it, to remember to let the devil hear that it is God that saved me, not you. And therefore, you cannot be my husband. Because when God saved me, he became my husband. He said, you became my own. So, you cannot be my husband. So, we're going to quote it together. We're going to just say after me. And then Ezekiel 16.
Well, we can read it.
We can read it together.
Okay.
No, we're all going to read it together. Because it's part of the prayer. This is a declaration now. As we decreed, remember how we declared three passages against Jezebel?
Yes.
That's how we're going to declare this one. Ezekiel 16, 4 to 14. This is God speaking. He was speaking to Israel. And we are the spiritual Israel. This is the same thing that he did to us to bring us out of Egypt, and we became his children, we became his spouses. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go. As for thy nativity, 4 to 14, Ezekiel 16, from 4. As for thy nativity, in the day thou was born, thy navel was not cut, neither was thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou was not salted at all, nor swaddled at all. None I pitied thee to do thee any of these unto thee, to have compassion upon thee. But thou was thrown cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day that thou was born. And when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. And I said unto thee, when thou was polluted in thy blood, live. Yea, I said unto thee, when thou wast in thy blood, live. I have caused thee to multiply as the bird of the heaven of the field, and thou hast increased and waxing great, and thou art come to excellent ornament. Thy breasts were fashioned, and thine hair is grown, whereas thou wast naked and bare. Now, when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God, and thou becamest mine.
Then
washed I thee
with water. Yea,
I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee, and I anointed thee with oil. I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger's skin, and gathered thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee with silk. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain upon thy neck, and I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thine ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. Thou wast decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was fine linen and silk and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine flour and honey and oil, and thou wast exceedingly beautiful, and thou didst prosper into a kingdom, and thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. Amen. Now we pray. Now say after me, my Father, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank you for your great love.
Thank you for your great love
for me.
For me.
And how?
And how?
By the sacrifice of your only begotten Son.
Of your only begotten Son.
On the cross.
You
salvaged me. And
my family
from sin and death.
From sin and death.
You washed us of all our filthiness,
and placed
beauty
and
fragrance
of Christ
upon us. We are eternally grateful.
Now behold
how the Spirit's spouse.
Now behold
how the Spirit's spouse
still lays a claim on me
and claim to contaminate me again.
Arise, O God, in your jealousy.
Let this enemy be roasted by your consuming fire. In Jesus' name. I break every covenant
and every
agreement.
And every agreement
between me and the spirit spouse.
Between me and the spirit.
And I divorce you.
And I divorce
spirit husband.
Spirit husband.
Spirit wife.
Spirit wife.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Let the spirit's house.
Let the spirit's house.
The wedding garments.
The wedding garments.
And the tokens.
The tokens.
Be roasted by fire.
Be roasted by fire.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command death.
I command death.
On all strange spirit children.
On all strange spirit children.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I draw the line of the blood of Jesus.
I draw the line of the blood of
between
Jesus.
Me and you all.
Between me and you all.
Between me and you all.
Between me and you all.
I separate myself.
Separate myself.
Permanently.
Permanently.
From spirit marriage.
From spirit marriage.
I separate myself.
I separate myself.
Permanently.
Permanently.
From spirit children.
From spirit children.
I draw a bloodline.
I draw a bloodline.
Between me.
Between me.
Everything that belongs to me.
Everything that belongs to
and
me.
And you, Satan.
And you, Satan.
In the name of the Father.
Father,
of the Son,
of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So what we always say is that anyone that has spirit spouse at this point must take communion. In fact, we ask them to take communion every night until that evil spirit stops visiting them. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be God. This is the end. So what we're going to do is just to praise God. After a victory. Okay, now we say that people, it may be, take months to get rid of a spirit spouse. There's a teaching on my blog, Pen of the Ready Writer, and it has attracted so many to the blog, winning the war against the spirit spouse. It has attracted so many to it. Some will pray just those prayers that are there, take the communion as they are told, and they are fine. Many, they still have to, I still have to give them other messages to pray with. Like Pastor Lukoya's message, there's one pastor, Dr. Stella Emmanuel in America, and all those people, we give them that. Then we also ask them to deal with generational curses. Because some of these serpents come into their lives through curses that have been released. You know, somebody released the curse of the vagabond on that family. Or if their ancestors used to serve the waters, water spirit, and they are no longer serving water spirits, from that coven, water coven, they'll be cursing them for not coming to serve them, and all sorts of things will be happening in their lives. So, we also need to deal with curses whenever we're sure that the problem comes from the dragon. Hallelujah. So we want to thank God. Now all these, we must not stop praying against the dragon until the Lord shows that he has given total victory. You see? And the way you know total victory is that thing they were looking for and the dragon said no, the thing will happen. In fact, one of the first things that happens after dealing with Leviathan is that your body, you feel better because it causes a whole lot of sickness. Remember, we said it, any disease of the blood, there will be healing of the blood. The next thing is that there will be healing of finances. You see, it may be slow at first, but you will see that it begins to come. And then in the family, those who want jobs, we have jobs. Those who want to marry, we get married. Those who want children, we have children. Of course, this happens over a period of times. Those physical signs of victory we guide to know that we have had victory. Now the other thing is that we must not stop praising God for victory. Even if that he kept us standing till now, because we're talking about a dragon that when it is lying down, some of them are so big, when they are lying down, it's as tall as a man. In fact, a person is like a toothpick to him to swallow. A person is just like a toothpick. And God has kept us. God has kept us. We have to keep on thanking God until all these signs are reversed in the name of Jesus. In fact, with a family, they decided that every year, you know, I went through this with them and they said, sister, every year we will do this at the same time. Because they lost 3 people in 5 months. Untimely death, like that. And it's been happening, but suddenly it happened. Last year, they said, no, we are going to do this every month, every year. We pray at this same time of the year. Especially for those whom, as I said, in the case of a family that I said, most of those who have died in the family on timely death has been in a particular month, you see, in January. Those people must be ready by December to go through these prayers together. Have 1 day of prayer and fasting and deal with the dragon. Because even though you may be born again, half of the time is an ancestral god. And some people are still worshipping it. All we want is that the evil flow should not come to our own side. That's all. But it's not something that one will do one off and forget about it. Something that one has to continuously do. Amen. Yeah. It's not God, that God is not powerful enough. But because the devil is wicked, he's called the lawless one, the son of perdition. And people that serve him are just as wicked. They do not like to see other people prospering. And so they will continue to say, this is our ancestral God. You won't find those in the village. You don't even know them. And they keep saying, this is our ancestral God. Why should you not serve the God? Mm-hmm. The woman said she was going to get married, and suddenly she realized that they told a particular woman, you will not follow us to her husband's house. But somehow this woman followed them. She was wondering, why are they saying she should not follow her to their husband's house? She doesn't even know the woman. She just knows she's a member of the family. But somehow the woman followed them there, and everybody was upset. Then when they got there and the wife wanted to go to the toilet, she followed her. And she said something like, as it happened to me, you are next. As it happened to me, you are next. And she said, yes, unfortunately. Even though she didn't understand what she was saying, you are next. It was when they went to take photographs, the woman made sure she stood by her and covered and put her hand on her belly. So she removed her hand and put her own hand, and the woman still put her hand on her belly. Then everybody started quarreling with her. Why are you putting your hand on the belly of the bride? You are not even a close family member. Aha. They remembered all that only when the bride could not have children for over a decade. She could not have children. And then they discovered, then she will have dreams in which that woman's husband came to tell her that, you see, that's your family. You will not hear the sound of a child. You will not hear the sound of a child. You see, all those are signs, because when the target is children, as I said, what you are dealing with is the dragon. So until this woman had to see Gio, it's not a matter of one pastor praying for her. After she's a member of MFA and she's been having deliverance, she had to see Gio, he had to pray with her, he had to do all sorts of things with them. And God, and when she became pregnant, all manner of things happened to them until she had that baby. Mm. Until she had that baby. In fact, I think that she had twins, you know. So we want to thank God. The first thing we want to thank God is that we are still standing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Want to thank him for Nigeria is still like this.
Yes.
Because the dragon came to steal, kill, and destroy. And though he was able to scatter and do all sorts of evil, Nigeria did not go into all-out war. I want to thank him. Let's thank the Lord. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for our lives. We thank you for how far you have taken us. We thank you for keeping us, O God. You kept us, O God, from the dragon. from the attacks of the dragon. You have kept us, O God. We bless you. We give you praise. We have called on your name and you have heard us. You kept us. You covered us with your blood. You kept us from the dragon attacks. We are still standing and we are still moving. We are still moving, Lord. We thank you for the breakthroughs that we have had. We thank you for the breakthroughs you have promised us. We thank you, Lord, for that which you are going to do. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the promotion in every area of our lives. Thank you, Lord, from those that will be released to marry, those that will be released to have children, those that will be released to have better jobs. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. We thank you. Blessed be your name, Lord. We glorify your name. We thank you for the elections in Nigeria. The dragon will not have a part to play in the name of Jesus. Only your own candidates will become what you want them to become. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name. Let your will be done. Blessed be your name. We give you praise and glory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.